the Saturday Light Brigade. That's Bucky and John Pizzarelli performing. And we are ready for Lone Wolf Club. They're going to perform. We'll talk with the two members who are here representing them in just a minute. They actually have a busy day. I think they have three other gigs today. Justin Stagg and Zach Morgan are here. Let's take a listen to them first, and then we'll talk. You guys all set and ready to go? Here, giving you a sense of the sound of Lone Wolf Club.
Your ghost through the sawgrass where no one knows. I went walking out in the weeds, fields full of strangled memories, and it comes like a whisper in the wind. I've been talking with forked tongue, trying to undo what I have done. Like graffiti on a moving train, I wonder if we'll ever meet again. And it comes like a whisper in the wind. And it sounds like the holiest of hymns. Trees made my bed in the dead oak leaves. I went walking and found my way to that gray stone etched with your name, and it comes like a whisper in the wind, and it sounds like the death of a friend. And it comes never to return again, and never to return again.
Lone Wolf Club. I almost said Cub here at the Saturday Light Brigade. That would work, though, right?
That's an interesting point. That's a manga of some sort. some anime.
So I mentioned they were going to be playing lots of times. It's not today, actually. It's within the next couple of days. I realized right after I said that. But we'll go over what some of those opportunities are for in a moment. But tell me a little bit about that song, Justin.
That song is called I Went Walking, and it is, I don't know if anybody else has ever had that feeling, but where your mind is completely empty, and then the last thing you ever needed to pop into it happened, that thing that worries you most or that you're just trying the most not to think about, and that space that you try and get into to get away from it again, doing that repetitive task, walking. I actually went to Duquesne, so I had to walk from the top of the slopes on 18th Street all the way down and back up to Duquesne through the valley. So I got my fair share of walking in for that. And it's just a nice way to clear your head sometimes.
Yeah, it's a great way to clear your head. What'd you study there?
Music, sound recording, and music tech.
Figured that was probably the case. Are you from Pittsburgh originally? Or?
I am not. I'm from the Annapolis area in Maryland.
Ah, wait, you had a musician here from Maryland last week as well. It's a beautiful area. And Duquesne, I gather, brought you to Pittsburgh, most likely. And tell me about the band. First of all, the band is more than two people.
It is.
Jamie was going to be here today.
Yes, she was going to be here. And I got a text late last night saying her bridge on her cello broke. So she's probably in the shop right now seeing if she can get that fixed for the next shows we have coming up.
That's probably not a repair. Or maybe it would seem to me that—
Time-wise, it can be done, but it's not cheap.
So yeah, I was going to say, you're— You don't exactly expect like an emergency room 24/7 cello repair.
It depends. Some of those people stay ready because the PSO's right around, so you never know. We could get lucky.
Yeah.
But there's Jamie who does cello and some vocals. Zach, who's the other gentleman with me today, does most of the electric guitar stuff. We have Keith Quinn who plays bass and a lot of piano and whatever else he can figure out. And we have a rotating cast of drummers right now. So,
and you're writing most of the songs, I gather, and singing them. So where are you going to be playing coming up? You've got a gig tomorrow,
I think,
right?
Weather permitting, which is somewhere in Lawrenceville, I think.
Yeah, it's in Lawrenceville.
And then on Monday, we're hosting the Acoustic Cafe open mic night at Club Cafe.
Excellent.
A lot of great people come through there every week. So,
weather permitting is the venue. Eh?
Yes, yeah. I was confused about that when I first heard about it.
Yeah, I see that. You're playing with Red Western and weather permitting. Oh, it's a nice looking place. I just popped over to their Facebook page. I'm looking for their address, but over in Lawrenceville, you can find weather permitting. It's more in Shadyside. Thank you, Tad. I'll find their address. I'm looking at their webpage right now, but it looks like a nice venue, weather permitting. And then you mentioned the open stage coming up, too. That's Monday. Excellent. Let's hear another song from you. What would you like to do next?
We'll do a song called Home, which is, I guess, one of the first ones I brought to everybody, and it's a nice little tune. So,
okay, we'll and when we come back, we'll meet Zach.
This town I've come to know, as intimate as death will know the hearse. I have gone to find some meaning for these crooked bones. I guess this is what people mean by birth. Leaving home. brother, will I meet you in some distant land, knowing that we fought the good fight in the war? Or will we find each other dying on some crimson sand, wonder what the hell we've been fighting for? So far from home. Teach the younger ones the proper way to bury all the dead, so no one knows this ghost town we live in. And all the women teach the younger ones the proper way to bury all the dead. And God said you can die, but don't you quit. Mother, when I see tears falling from your eyes, it puts a heavy aching on my heart. And I don't care if at this tunnel's and there ain't no light, you know I do my best work in the dark. Coming home. Lover, and my body's wasted in the ground. Maybe then you finally believe that this body only held up 'cause you stuck around. And all will crawl on back into the sea. Finally home.
Lone Wolf Club at the Saturday Light Brigade. And before I forget, weather permitting, Shady Side. It's at the Shady Side Nursery, actually. It's a project of Shady Side Nursery, 510 Maryland Avenue in Shady Side. And now it all makes sense, right? Plants, nursery, weather permitting, all of those things. And if you go to weatherpermittingpgh.com, you can find out everything I just told you and probably more. Zach Morgan is playing guitar. Zach, hello.
Hello, how are you?
Good, thanks. Tell me more about yourself.
I'll give you the Reader's Digest version. I'm originally from about 20 minutes east of Pittsburgh in North Versailles, otherwise known as North Versailles, pronounced correctly. And I actually met Justin and the rest of the band at Duquesne. We're all Duquesne graduates from the music school and everything like that. Picked up music at a decently young age. Fourth grade at my school district, the teacher would pick students that they thought would be good for music, and I ended up being one of them. And I actually ended up playing viola in orchestra from fourth grade through 12th grade. And then I picked up guitar in around 7th or 8th grade. I used my grandfather's money that he gave me for Christmas that year, bought my first guitar that I still have. Not in the best shape, but it's still there. And then around senior year of high school, I decided I wanted to go to school for music because that was the only thing I was half decent at. So I was like, might as well try it. We'll see what happens. And then I guess the rest is history, as they say.
The program at Duquesne, at least my memory is you end up getting a lot of music technology there, right? And also a great deal of music theory. Is that?
Yes. When we were there, they were going through the process of redoing the musicianship, the theory aspect of everything. And but the technology is definitely a big portion of the program because it's been there for like 30 years or so, as long as Bill Pierce has been there. So I think it's 30 years or so.
And it's one of those schools where it's one of those schools where when you do the tech program, they don't let you slack on the theory.
Yeah, I know people that have gone there. Well, you went there for music technology, and you as well.
Yeah, we all pretty much have the same degree.
Okay, and people I know people who have left there because the music technology required too much music theory or more than they expected to have. And that's got to be a surprise to some people, I would think. There are some people that hear music technology and are wondering, what exactly does that mean? How would you explain it to folks that...
I would first ask how much time they had, because there's really so many... I mean, it's called music technology, and, you know, you think about being in a studio or even on the radio, but it can go... The skills you learn there go all the way into, like, TV broadcasts, and we've known people who have helped out with, like, some of the Olympic broadcasts and things like that. So it's just so far-reaching. It really depends on what you want to do. But I guess what I'd say is more the nuts and bolts of getting the sound to people that aren't there at the time, or if they are. There wasn't as much of a live thing. We had a couple seminars, but it has a lot more to do with the equipment and understanding how sound works in a space.
And as you're doing that, you're going through all the things that people in a conservatory program, many of the things that they would be learning, right?
Yeah,
in terms of
a lot of 1-1-4-5-1.
So. What I've noticed about some other programs that have music technology is that they focus more on like the math based side, a lot of like equations and acoustics and everything like that, which is also very important. But the one thing that I think all of us pretty much liked about Duquesne was that there's a lot more artisan. There's a lot more artsy type things going on with it. It's not just, hey, here's a bunch of equations, figure it out, even though you don't know how to plug in this microphone and route it properly. And, oh, wait, you can't play your instrument? That's not a big deal. You just know the equations.
Yeah, it's good to know the differences. And, I mean, you've got, you know, several great music schools in, say, a 50-mile radius of Pittsburgh.
That's very true.
Slippery Rock has a great music program. Carnegie Mellon, of course, Duquesne, Pitt. You know, there's a lot going on. Justin Stagg and Zach Morgan are here from Lone Wolf Club. Typically, the band is a sextet, I think. 1, 2, 3, 5. 5 or 6,
depending on
who we can
find.
And you're listening to the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade Saturday mornings here on Community Radio. Thanks for being with us. What do you guys? What would you guys like to do next?
Do you want to do Rebecca Crowe or Storm?
You're already tuned for Storm, so I'll do Storm.
Oh, passionate, friendly guitarist. He notices the tuning.
Yeah, thanks, music school.
All right, we'll do a song called Storm that is kind of tongue-in-cheek about the end of the world. So, happy Saturday.
Cotton candy credit cards, cards with digit trigger fingers, all along the watchtower where we wait the wrath of evil creatures, out onto the lineup for the cattle and the call, and kindly crook our necks, the noose, the shade goes on and on and on, and storm will wash us all away. Storm will wash us all away. Take our rightful places at the bottom of the pecking order. Harbor all our secrets, maybe tell you someday when you're older. Enough to take this all with a table full of salt. Cause God knows none of us were given grace enough to take the falling storm. Will wash us all away. Storm, wash us all away. once said the rebels kept the free world in their hearts, but hidden all the shovels broke the backs of all the slaves from all the digging. Graves until our trees no longer had untainted ground for their roots to have a home. But someday we will be cut down and starved will wash us all away. Storm wash us all away. Storm will wash us all away. Storm wash us all away.
Lone Wolf Club at the Saturday Light Brigade. I want to turn back to Zach for a minute. Tell me about the device you're using on the picking part of the guitar, which is unfamiliar to me. It might be more familiar to other guitar players, but
yeah, it's called an Ebo. I use it pretty extensively in this group because of my background and everything like that. But an Ebo basically creates a magnetic field that you put the string in between, and it basically sounds like a bow. So
yeah.
E's for electronics, so it's like an electronic bow. And yeah, I use it quite extensively. Not as extensively as I used to use it, but it's still there, especially on the acoustic stuff like we're doing today.
Yeah, it sounds really good. And when you first began to play for a minute, I thought we had a synthesizer rather than a guitar. And I knew that wasn't the case, but I looked up. So it's got, like you said, a magnetic field. So then as you're selecting frets, is it that vibration that simply...
It starts the vibration between the field. And then one of the big things with it is the volume jump. It can be very fast if you don't know how to control it. Like, if I hover it over one of my pickups, like, it'll just blast, like, louder than my amp.
And
like,
so
I have it set up.
Is the job of your right hand, among other things, you need to be sure what string it's focused on, I guess?
Yep. Just sort of like picking, but, you just have to realize what string it's in between, so to make sure you know on the right string. Because when I first started playing with it, sorry, Justin, but I made a lot of mistakes with it. I remember a couple of shows, I was like, oh, I think I'm on the right string. And I remember listening back to it, and I was like, I don't think I was right. But
yeah, this is about the size of a deck of cards, if you're trying to imagine it. And there's, I guess it almost...
looks like an elbow, almost.
Yeah, it almost looks so it creates... Wow.
Yeah, it like goes in between these two grooves right here.
Yeah, picture a better analogy is it's like the letter C. If you make the letter C, and then that in between part is where the field is. I've never seen anything like that. How new is that technology?
It sort of goes off and on with trends. It depends on the style of music you listen to, but it's been around since the 80s, I think, actually.
Yeah,
it's been around for a good bit. But yeah, a lot of people like. So, like I said, it depends what music style you're playing in that people use it.
Yeah, it's kind of neat. Thank you for talking about that. Lone Wolf Club, the name of the group. And Justin, have you guys recorded much yet?
We have an acoustic EP and a little three-song electric EP, both of which we have here if you would like to take one for yourself. But they... have the acoustic EP has all of the songs that we've played so far, and it has this next. It has every song we're gonna play. Actually, we're kind of doing the acoustic EP, aren't we?
So you really show a year later.
Yeah, right. And then we have a full version of "I Went Walking" with the full band and two other songs that probably not fitting in today, but full everybody, pianos, drums, and more guitars and stuff. So.
What's the best way for people to find the recordings?
You can go on our Facebook, and we have links to our Bandcamp. But if you want the link, it's lonewolfclub1.bandcamp.com, and that's where you can find both of our EPs. And we're actually on YouTube as well. So if you just type in Lone Wolf Club Pittsburgh on YouTube, we'll be there.
Perfect. Lone Wolf Club. Just look for that. There's time for a couple more songs. I'm glad you guys are here especially so early in the morning. You can catch them tomorrow at Shadyside Nursery as part of the Weather Permitting series, and also look for them Monday at Acoustic Cafe. Monday, is that right?
Yes, correct.
And what would you like to do next?
We're going to do a song called Rebecca Crowe, if it's showing up. I think I had my volume down for the last song, so apologies, guys.
Oh, no, you sound fine. You were there.
As I seek all my demons, I dream of Rebecca Crowe. And she'll keep all my secrets that no man would dare to know. Thank you.
That's The Sound of Lone Wolf Club, and really kind of neat. Can't quite put the words to it. It's kind of a progressive rock sound, but it's more than that, too. And it's clear you have a lot of just craft in putting these songs
Thank you very
together.
Much.
What's your, I mean, how has your writing been? Are you fairly prolific, do you think?
I would not call myself prolific. No, it's very strained. It's like making lemonade or something. It takes a long time to squeeze out what I think is good enough. But yeah, that's when it's mostly lyrics. I fret about those the most. If I can get a song that sounds good, I think I like it. But then I have to find out what words go with it because there's an importance to that to me.
Does one come before the other for you typically?
It really depends. People always ask that question, and it's just if the words come before the song, that's fine. If it's vice versa, that's also fine. I try to be open to every way possible, but it's usually easier if you have the music first, because then at least you have your rhythms and you don't spend that much more time rewriting lyrics.
And what's it like working them through with your band members?
A lot of times what will happen is I'll come to the group with a skeleton of a song, and they will fill everything out and make it sound a lot better than it would be if it was me by myself. Everybody's just super important in this band to me because it just makes the sound a lot bigger, and that's what is important to me. Like, I might write the songs, but I don't want them to be just my songs. I want them to be something else outside of myself. So
yeah, I'm sure being outside of it too, they're probably much more adept at trying to add to what it takes an outside force.
Definitely helps. You can only bang your head off a wall so long before you need to let someone else take a crack at it.
Are you guys well, you've got some local gigs that we mentioned, Shadyside Nursery and the Weather Permitting series, which is tomorrow. Do you know the time roughly?
6 p.m.?
Yes, we go on at 6, okay. And then the Red Western goes on at 7.
That should be a nice time. And then Monday, Acoustic Cafe. Have you guys toured at all, or have you been?
No, we don't have the money for a van or something, things like that. It would be nice to tour. We'd love to figure that out, but we're still... We're still working through those logistics.
Someday.
One maybe. Day.
Well, thanks both of you for coming out. There's time for one more song,
absolutely.
But
Thank you.
It's probably our last chance to talk. I really appreciate your being here so early.
I appreciate you guys having us on. It's awesome. I've never I didn't know about Saturday Morning Light Brigade until we were contacted by you guys. So.
Great. Well, I'm glad to have you here. And look for them. If you do a search on Lone Wolf Club, you'll get them right away. And you could also go to our website if you prefer, slbradio.org. There's a link to them there. What do you want to close up with?
We'll do a song called Spirit Tree. And I got to change guitars again for that real quick.
Okay. So. Feel free to go ahead and do that. We'll have you. You're good. Have you, you can tell the music technology guy doesn't want to unplug until he knows it's safe. We appreciate that. You have no idea how many car stereos out there are very appreciative of your care in doing that. And again, today we just have two members of the group, Zach Morgan, who's been playing electric, and Justin Staggs had a couple different acoustic guitars. The Taylor has come out.
Which is actually Zach's, and he's kind enough to lend it to me.
Yeah.
And if Jamie told you to tune in this morning... She broke her bow, or no, broke her bridge. Broke the bridge of the cello.
Yep. She's been having a streak of bad luck this past like year, because her instrument cracked in the fall, and then she had to get that repaired. Now it's the bridge, so she's having a streak of bad luck.
Mm.
Yeah, actually, when her cello had the giant crack in it, we just asked anybody who could to throw in some money, and people were super kind about it. So anybody who's listening and helped out with that, we thank you so very much. But yeah, this last song is called Spirit Tree, and thanks a lot for having us. Thank you.
moonbeam. I've got a favor to ask of you, please. I've got a question that needs finding out right now. To see live on your sure face in a pockmarked and crated house. Well, where could he be? Moonbeam, you've kept me up one night too many. You have been dancing on the trills in the troughs of waves. Your ghosts are spinning, sparkle, and refuse to behave. Well, where could she be?
Lone Wolf Club, thank you very much for being here today. Jorma Kaukonen next. The Saturday Light Brigade.